Check, 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 check. On the phone with me now, Rod Morgenstern from the Dixie Dregs. How you doing, Rod?
I'm doing great, Dave.
Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, how are things down there?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great weather.
Well, we might as well talk about your new album. A couple things of immediate interest. First of all, looking at the cover, where's the Dixie?
The Dixie is gone. There was a real strong feeling that people were affiliating us with everything Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Our first record label was a Southern-based label, as was our booking agency. We live in the South, but our music is not Southern as far as we're concerned. It incorporates Southern music, but it also runs the whole gamut of, you know, other kinds of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Dixie kind of restricts us, I think. It's misleading. And it's misleading to a lot of people who...
Hang on a second. I just put on my headphones, and
okay.
It sounds like we got a real bad... Something's... There we go. Let's start this baby over.
Sure.
I had some real bad noise coming through. Okay. On the phone with me from Atlanta, Georgia, Rod Morgenstern from the Dregs. How you doing?
Great.
A couple of things of immediate interest. Your album cover, you have, there is no indication of any kind of Dixie at all. Where is it?
Dixie is long gone.
Okay.
It's in our hearts, but it's not in the name of the band anymore. We've been affiliated with the South because of our living here, our past record company and booking agency. We're also in the South, and people who aren't familiar with us tend to think of us...
A country rock band
yeah,
or something.
Country rock or a spin-off of the Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker, or a bluegrass band. And
mm-hmm.
That's really not what we are. In part, we are because we play that kind of stuff, but in general, we consider ourselves much more varied.
Mm-hmm. I guess for the people that would be, unfamiliar with your music, it would maybe give that kind of indication. You've been thinking about that for a while, though, hadn't you?
I think for years. Ever since the band was named that, there was a question in some of our minds as to whether we should do that or not.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I don't think that it was a bad move.
You know, everyone who follows us to this point refers to us as the Dregs.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't seem like it should pose that much of a problem.
And second of all, we seem to have... Or you seem to have resurrected Cruise Control. Is that simply because the album is no longer available?
Yeah, that's the major part. It's our climaxing number in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the crowd's favorite Dreg number, and just what you said, it was on the Free Fall album, which was out in 77, and that album is out of print, and very few people were able to get that album, and they can't get it now, so seems only fair.
How many of the albums are out of print now?
The Free Fall I have not seen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
As far as What If and Night of Living Dregs, I have seen them in the cutout bins.
Right.
Because they are owned by Polygram.
Mm-hmm.
Which does not do us any good because, well, it's just a sore spot with any recording artist. You do not see any money at all.
From the cutouts?
That.
You don't see any money when your records are cut out like that?
Right. No matter how many sell.
Uh-huh. Will the first one ever be put back in print, you think? That had everything to do with Capricorn going out of business and all that, right?
Right, that was a big part of it, yeah. I have no idea. And even if it could come back, I think the band would hopefully have the right to re-mix it.
Yeah, right. I was just going to ask you if you do have the masters for that.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
We don't.
Well, worth looking for.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, worth searching out.
Yeah.
So what else is new? I mean, the new album is probably your most well-directed album.
Uh-huh.
At least as far as it seems to be the most well thought out. You know, this seems to be like a... you've been heading towards this album. You know, this seems to be like a peak right now. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well,
Was it just another album for you, or could you feel anything different about it?
It felt like it's going to be the most important album.
Mm-hmm.
that was done just because the band is growing stronger every day, and we have high hopes for Cruise Control.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be the single?
Yeah, and Arista will be releasing it as a single in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if we can further the, you know, the plight of instrumental rock music, which there is not very much of. If there is any.
Not too much these days. Not too much.
No.
Now, would you consider yourselves to be a rock band, or would you be offended with like a word like fusion or jazz rock or something like that? We're especially into categories or anything like that. But.
Yeah. I would say if there's a problem with using phrases like that, because if someone is not familiar with a band,
mm-hmm.
and then they're told it's a fusion band, well, in their minds, they have an idea what fusion means.
Right.
I think we're a fusion band by definition, in that we fuse all musical styles, but when I listen to bands that are referred to as fusion, I don't hear a fusion of styles. I hear a little sort of jazz rock type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And jazz rock bands do not play classical influence music, and they don't play bluegrass or country music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to call it. I think it's best to not categorize. It's just to say that we really play a wide variety of sounds.
That's fair enough. And speaking about the instrumental rock bands and the lack of them, the title for the album, Unsung Heroes, and the picture that accompanies it, I believe there's probably a story behind that as well. Because it is definitely a pun.
Exactly. There really is a story behind it, too. Bill Graham, the promoter in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
had used the phrase months ago. We had done a show for him, and he ran into a friend of mine on the street in San Francisco weeks or months after that.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend said to him, you know, they just got to talking about our band, and Bill Graham said, oh, yeah, the unsung heroes of rock and roll. And he just casually mentioned it to me, and it sounded great.
Excellent.
A whole lot of things come into play. It made sense, you know, the fact that we don't sing, and we're really the only surviving rock and roll band at the moment.
In what sense? That doesn't sing?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the cover with you airbrushed your mouths right off.
Well, we had surgery.
You obviously have your mouth back.
Right.
It was reversible, huh? So are you going to be going out on tour?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to kick it off with a big thing at what they call the Fox Theater here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Atlanta.
Sure.
And that'll start April 25th, and then we're going to be hitting it hard, so probably we'll be by you in June or July.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely welcome to come and play whenever you want.
All right. Well, we're going to be there for sure.
And all right.
We'll look you up, too.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with me for a few minutes here this afternoon.
No problem, David.
Okay. Don't hang up.
Okay.
We got to do some IDs. Do you have the information?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do like a birthday?
Happy birthday.
A birthday greeting, and then a legal ID, which is say anything you want as long as you say KWFM Tucson.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to turn off. We've got a mute switch for my thing, so I can turn it off and get a real good recording on you.
Did I just start?
Yeah, wait till you wait about 2 seconds here.
Okay. Hi, this is Rod Morgenstein of the Dregs. I want to wish everybody at WKSU. Oh, wrong call letters. Cut.
Go ahead.
I was looking for. Should I go again?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Rod Morgenstein of the Dregs. I want to wish everybody at KWFM in Tucson a happy 11th birthday.
Okay, you want to do one more?
Yeah, same thing, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Rod Morgenstein of the Dregs. I want to wish everybody at KWFM in Tucson a happy 11th birthday.
Thanks a lot. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I guess that's about it.
All right. Please just say hello to everybody else.
I sure will.
And we'll see you in a couple of months.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.